USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Consumers aren't feeling confident about the housing market as inflation and high mortgage rates are pricing many home buyers out of the market. Fannie Mae revealed just 17% of folks surveyed last month said it's the right time to purchase a home. It hasn't been that low since 2011. The survey also finding out just 67% say it's a good time to put their home on the market. The president is promising ongoing federal support for flood-ravaged eastern Kentucky. After talking with affected residents in one neighborhood, Biden saying we're never going to give up. Never now, not ever. Olivia Newton-John, who gained worldwide fame for her starring role in Grease, has died at the age of 73. John had been battling breast cancer for years, her family releasing a statement on Facebook Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Mediated by Egyptian officials, a ceasefire between Israel and Iran-backed Palestinian militants went into effect late Sunday night. While traveling in South Africa, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken talks about the ongoing tension.
So many countries in the region normalized their relationships. That's good for peace, that's good for security, it's good for the well-being of people. But it's also not a substitute for resolving the differences between Israel and the Palestinians.
Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee is no fan of the name of the bill and also says the bill will increase taxes during a period of inflation and recession.
This is a terrible bill. Look, they call it the Inflation Reduction Act. This is the most Orwellian name I think I've seen in the United States Senate in the 12 years that I've been here.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Democrats claim the bill will create jobs and lower energy costs. Leading up to the vote, some corporate tax measures were relaxed. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade on the Roots. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
At least 54 people are injured and 7 have died due to violence in Chicago over the weekend. The first fatal shooting was reported Saturday after a 29-year-old was shot multiple times on a Chicago Transit Authority train. Police Superintendent David Brown announced additional security patrols following the bloodshed, calling it unacceptable. Indiana's governor signed an abortion bill Friday evening that bans abortions but makes exceptions for cases of rape or incest in cases in which a pregnancy threatens the life or compromises the health of the mother. A new law set to be signed by California Governor Gavin Newsom has Republicans up in arms.
California's SB 57 will allow taxpayer money to be used for safe drug injection sites, once signed by Governor Newsom. Representative Daryl Issa, the Republican from California, weighs in on Newsmax.
Well, you know, Albert Einstein said that insanity was defined as doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. This isn't new. This idea of safe sites was tried in Holland years ago. Methadone, and the like.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A new report released by the Annie E. Casey Foundation found that 1.5 million U.S. children experienced anxiety or depression in the first year of the COVID pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.